she goes, that old holy roller. Think she's special, someone needs to tell her that she ain't no better than me. They say she's such a geek, that old Jesus freak. Every time she opens up her mouth to speak, she's always talking about being saved and holy. That was me, Miss Unpopular. Never asked to be part of the in crowd. Everyone knew who I was, 'cause my life screamed Jesus out loud. Now been stepped up, ducked over, just to carry his cross on my shoulder.
They said he was an ordinary, 'cause he wanted to be married before he let himself be with someone else. They even said he was unnatural. What they didn't see that he was much more man than they'd ever be.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. So, Yahushua said, didn't you know that I must be about my Father's business? And the word Father, generator, or male ancestor, either the nearest ancestor, father of the corporeal nature, natural fathers, or both parents. But let's understand this from the teachings of ancient Africa that Yahushua knew and understood as an African Hebrew. He's saying, I'm the son, I'm pursuing the business of my father, the watchers of noon. That means that whole dynamic of life, pure life, all that has to do with life, all that has to do with being tranquil and peaceful with the force of life, meaning we are obedient to the force of life, Yahuwah, the existing one who is father and mother. Yahushua is saying, I am pursuing the business of all that has to do with life and freedom and justice and equality. It says that he began to be, continued to be strong and increased in wisdom and stature. Let me see if I can hit this word, wisdom, Sophia, a feminine noun. Let's see if we can hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 4678, Sophia. Sophia.
Wisdom, intelligence, knowledge of very diverse matters, knowledge which belongs to men, knowledge of things human and divine. acuteness, experience, maxims, proverbs, science, and learning. The interpreting of dreams. And advice from the sages. Intelligence evinced in discovering the meaning of mysterious numbers and visions. Skill in the management of affairs. Knowledge and practice that are the requisites for godly and upright living. Supreme intelligence, such as belongs to God. The wisdom of God as evinced in forming and executing counsels in the formation and government of the world and the scriptures. This is related to Christ as well. So this Yahushua is a sign of you and me and all human beings and your babies and your children and the youth. Teach the babies and the boys and the girls and the youth. Teach them the science of the universe. Teach them of Noon. Teach them of Petah. Teach them of Atum. Teach them of quantum physics, quantum mechanics. Teach them the African root of such fields of study in the scientific world. Teach them of the Big Bang Theory. And teach them that this is nothing but a description of the process. And then we teach them the law of cause and effect. This Big Bang, this universe, which comes from the Big Bang, is an effect. Who is the cause? The cause is the Most High. The cause is Yahweh. Nothing comes into existence without a cause. And Yahweh, that word is rooted in another word, Hayah, in the African Hebrew language. I believe that's 1510, trying to go by memory. But Hayah, the root to Yahweh, which is 3068, Hayah has to do with existing and coming into being, describing to us the power and force that causes all to be and come into being. That's why Yahweh means existing one, the existing one, the living one, the one father and mother who brings all into existence. This is the science of how the Most High Yahweh creates counsels. What type of counsel? Counsel of angels? Well, if you say angels, you're talking about spirit energy. There are 9 echelons of angels. Each angel and each angelic echelon represents spirit soul energy. And these echelons really represent the universe and represent each and every human being, as each and every human being are a micro mini universe. So these echelons of angelic spirit soul energies are within us, and the Most High uses these energies to govern every facet of the universe, all the way down to atoms and photons. So we look in ourselves and we call into counsel the echelons of spirit energy in our physical structure, spiritual, mental, moral, and physical structure. And we turn those energies over to existing and living. So Yahushua is learning how to use all the energies, all the power and force of his own structure in unity with the universe to be about the business of life. Moving to chapter 3. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene. Annas and Caiaphas being the high priests, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. So John now, we see who John will be fighting. We see the open enemies of John. We see that John, Ionis, is Jehovah, is a gracious giver. See, in the African Hebrew, Yochanan, remember Anna was rooted in an African Hebrew word, Kanan. So John is the masculine of that attribute, grace. These attributes come through feminine and masculine. So John, Jehovah has graced. Yahweh has graced. Yahweh has graced, meaning we have received grace and pity and favor from the existing one. Because these leaders, from Caesar all the way down to Pilate, all the way down to Herod and his brothers, and all the way down to the high priests, they have no love for the people. They have no love for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So John the Baptist, John the Baptizer, Yochanan, represents Yahweh giving grace to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Yochanan, son of Zacharias, which means remembered of Jehovah, because the Caesars and the high priests forgot the people, hate the people, destroy the people. So we need Yahweh to remember us. And Yahweh has remembered. Yahweh has heard our pleas and our cries and is working within men and women to change our condition. That word wilderness has to do with solitary, lonely, uninhabited, pasturage, uncultivated region fit for pasturage, having to do with a flock that is deserted by the shepherd, having to do with a woman neglected by her husband. Listen, sisters and brothers, this word has to do with being deprived of aid and protection of others, especially friends, acquaintances, and kindred. So what this is teaching us is that we in this world have been left all alone. The president, the prime ministers, the senators and congress people, except for those few good ones, the great majority have betrayed us, left us alone, deserted us like a wife, a woman, deserted by her husband, deserted by her protector, deserted by her breadwinner, deserted by that one who is to provide an atmosphere so that she, the wife, may produce children who will rise up to be mighty human beings in this earth. So we, the masses, are the woman. We, the masses, the human family, the citizens of the world are the wife, the woman who are betrayed by the leaders of this world, betrayed by the house of Rothschild, betrayed by the Oppenheimers, betrayed by the CEOs, those who run the corporations and the institutions and the government, financial, educational, religious institutions of this world. We have been betrayed, left alone. So now the word of the Most High comes to us. It says he came into the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it was written in the book of the words of Isaiah, the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. So we're preparing the way of the Most High. Caesar is illegitimate. He can't wear the title Lord. He's not the master. He's not the shepherd. He has been derelict in his duty to be a master, a Lord, a shepherd over the people who would provide green pasture, provide the earth, the universe, time, space, energy, land, wealth, resources, health, education, provide these entities equally to all. No, Caesar has left the sheep. Caesar has betrayed the flock. The high priests, the governors, the tetrarchs, they have betrayed the people, betrayed the flock. Today's leaders have done the same, betrayed the people, betrayed the flock. So we must go into ourselves. We must go into the Lord in ourselves. We must go into Yahweh, Yahweh, the existing one, and we begin to live the life of Yahweh. Make the paths straight. It says, every valley shall be filled. Every mountain and hill shall be brought low. See, we don't know scripture. This is teaching us that all we who suffer, all we who are the oppressed, all we who have been destroyed, we have been brought low. We have been brought low like a valley is low. We will be raised up. We will be filled. Let me hit that word filled real quickly. Filled has to do with make full, filled up, abound, liberally supplied, complete. Realization, realize, carried through to the end, promises and prophecies. So this, in short, is talking about how the Most High has promised to take care of the people. The Most High, through the universe, has promised to change the condition of the oppressed. So every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. The mountains and the hills represent those in power, those who are the presidents and prime ministers and heads of government, educational, financial, religious institutions. These who are the leaders in the world who have betrayed the people will be brought low, will be brought low. It says, and the crooked shall be made straight. The rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. And flesh, the people, the masses, the oppressed, the poor, the working class. This word flesh is feminine. Interesting. Feminine. This attribute of the human family, this feminine quality, this, because we are the wife who have been left alone. We have been betrayed, made a widow. This feminine side, all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The word salvation has to do with salvation. Saving is rooted in another word that has to do with deliverance, preservation, salvation, deliverance from the molestation of enemies. Did we not talk about the seventh house? Did we not talk about Libra and Venus? Did we not talk about relationships and how we must know and understand our open enemies? We need to be delivered from our enemies. And then it goes on to talk about how John was talking to the multitudes. The word multitudes has to do with the masses, not the rulers, not the rulers. Research the definition of these words for yourself. The masses were coming out to hear John. And he says, "You generation of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" The wrath, the punishment of a system. The word wrath has to do with agitation of the soul, indignation, punishment, anger, punishments inflicted by magistrates. Well, the Most High magistrate is going to send punishment against a system of death, hell, and destruction. So the people were hearing a warning. You had a group of priests in the wilderness, the Essenes, rebelled against the system, were talking truth against the system. You had Zacharias, Elizabeth, Simeon, Anna. They remained in the priesthood carrying out their duties, but they were rebelling against the system. You have Mary, who represents rebellion against the system. So the people were hearing about how the wrath of the Most High was to come down on the system, and they began to come to John. And so John, he says to them, "It is time that you produce actions," I'm paraphrasing, "actions that are commensurate with repentance." So what he's saying is, you have been sellouts to the system. You have helped the system destroy your own sisters and brothers, masses of the people, oppressed masses. You have worked against your own interests. And so now it is time that you, we, us, that we begin to produce actions that are commensurate with our repentance from propagating a system of death. We support the president, and the president kills and destroys people overseas. And because we may be Democrats or Republicans, depending who is in office, we support killing and the destruction of our sisters and brothers of the human family. We hear the warning that the Most High is to destroy a system like that. So John is saying, turn from our wicked ways. Repent. Turn against the system. He says, like an axe is laid to the root of the trees, every tree must bring good fruit. If you don't bring good fruit, you're cut down and you're cast into the fire. So that portion that is not productive must be done away with and destroyed. We must begin to produce life for the human family. We must produce truth and justice. And so people began to say, "What shall we do?" And John began to say, when someone asks you for a coat, impart to him that hath none, and he that hath meat do likewise. Those that don't have anything, those that have no clothes, those that have no food, begin to give to the sisters and brothers. And at the same time, work to organize and make sure and ensure that a new system that provides for all, that provides equal access to everything under the sun for all. John is trying to get the people to think differently, to behave differently, not to follow Caesar, not to follow Herod and the tetrarchs, not to follow the governor from Caesar from Rome, not to follow the high priest. The people were turned against each other. The people were turned into hatreds against each other. When someone needed something, they wouldn't give it. They wouldn't help their own sisters and brothers. So John is saying, help your people. Help your sisters and brothers. If your sisters and brothers are in need, this is the law of God. This is the law of Moses. Your sister and brother is in need, help them. He says to the publicans, and the publican is the tax collector. Those who take taxes on behalf of Rome. Those who thieved from the people. Those who helped to destroy the people. Those who took more than they should have taken. These came to John to be baptized. And they asked, what shall they do? And John told them, you take no more than you are supposed to take. See, John is teaching rebellion against the system. Then the soldiers came. Read chapter 3, St. Luke, and research the definitions of the words. The soldiers came. What should we do, John? We want to produce fruits that are commensurate with repenting from supporting a wicked system of death, hell, and destruction. What should we do? We're soldiers. John said, do no violence to no man, and accuse no one falsely, and be content with your wages. So he's telling the soldier, stop killing people. Stop destroying people. Stop lying on people. Stop propagating falsehood and untruth. This is telling us to say to the soldiers and the president and the chief of staff and the joint chiefs of staff and all those who love warfare and bloodshed, stop killing people. Stop sending the military all over the earth to destroy life. You who collect taxes, stop overcharging the people. Stop taking more than you should. Use the taxes for the benefit of the people. Stop robbing the people. Stop raping the people. Stop destroying the people. This is what we should be telling all of us and ourselves who have willingly participated in a system that destroys human beings and destroys the human family. He goes on to talk to the people. They ask him whether he was the Christ that one prophesied to come. He says, no, I'm not that one. I'm baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with fire. Oh, this is some heavy, heavy, heavy scripture, sisters and brothers. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.